Lynn Sue. I'm the director, producer, writer of City of Borders. And I made my documentary, which is my first feature-length documentary, because I want to show an incredible community that's often dismissed in the larger society, and show a place of hope in the region where people least expect it. My film is about the only gay bar in Jerusalem where Israelis and Palestinians and people from clashing worlds actually come together out of their shared need for acceptance and belonging. So I follow about 5 bar regulars. One man is a Palestinian Muslim teenager who crosses illegally from the West Bank to Jerusalem because there's a public place for him to gather in his hometown of Ramallah. I also have an Israeli, Palestinian-Israeli lesbian couple who struggle to maintain the relationship because their union is actually violates the society's biggest taboos of same-sex relations and relations between Jews and Arabs. So I follow how they negotiate their relationship. I also follow an Israeli settler who was a victim of a hate crime when he was marching in ahead of the Pride Parade and was stabbed by an ultra-Orthodox Jew. And the bar owner is the first openly gay elected politician in Jerusalem. And as a result of his, you know, public visibility and outspokenness, he's the target of many hate crimes in Jerusalem.
Right. The funding you got for this movie was from PBS. It's going to be shown in PBS. Do you think it would be shown any other place in the Middle East because of the taboo the subject has?
So City of Borders was funded by ITVS, Independent Television Service, which is a mandate to diversify public television in Arabia to have a national public broadcast in 2010 on PBS. We're aiming to also show in the Middle East, in Israel. We're aiming to show in the Middle East, in Israel, and also somewhere in the Arab world. We're hoping to be accepted in Beirut International Documentary Film Festival in the fall. And it's definitely, you know, I want to make it available to as wide an audience as possible because I think it's an important story that people from around the world should know about.
Right.
And meet the courageous people that are in my film because they have an incredible, you know, ability to love in spite of all the hatred and the violence that surrounds
them. It also touched on Palestinians' rights, freedom of speech, you know, the wall. I think that was interesting. But it didn't really touch upon what is recommended in Islam, which is sex change operations. In Iran, you know, people are allowed to change their sexes. And, you know, in your movie, you didn't really talk about that.
You know, there are transgenders that come to there are transgenders that actually come to the gay bar. But, you know, I follow the people as their life progresses, you know. There are, you know, transgenders who get their sex operations. But in Iran, I understand that the government pays for transgenders to get their sex operation. And I think the reasons behind it may be actually homophobic than actually being kind of liberal in the sense that they're wanting to facilitate the sex change so they don't have to commit a, you know, homosexual act.
Well, they recognize the urge, but you're not supposed to act on it. If you know, you have it, you're supposed to change the sexes. At any rate, I thought it was very real. You showed parts of Palestine, the West Bank, and Israel very, very well, and also the intolerance of the Orthodox Jews towards the liberal ones. And it was very good, actually. It showed discriminations. I mean, Israelis were discriminated inside Israel, and also Arabs were discriminated inside Israel, which I thought the movie was more about tolerance than anything else.
Exactly, you hit it on the nail. My film is ultimately about acceptance and how do we learn to coexist with people from different backgrounds, different world beliefs, different religion. About how you deal with difference.
Okay, best of luck to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.